Okay, good evening, everybody. So last night we began Siman Ayin Reish Hey, and we are continuing in Siman Ayin Reish Hey today and tomorrow. We are up to page 108. This is Nun Dalet Amud Beis, Si'if Beis. So if you recall, yesterday in Si'if Aleph, we learned that a person is not supposed to do things that require a lot of detailed examination by an Or HaNer, such as reading by an Or HaNer, because the concern is you might tilt the candle in order to get better light from the Ner. We had a discussion whether the same applies to wax candles or not, and now we are up to Sif Beis. So as I mentioned last night, the Sif Aleph is the Isser, and the rest of the Siman is pretty much the exceptions to the Isser. So let's see Sif Beis. V'davka Echad, it's only a problem if you have one person that is reading by the Or HaNer. Aval Shnayim Koren B'yachad, but two people could read by an Or HaNer together. Shimba Echad Ahatos, because if one of them is going to tilt the candle, Pirush Latos Ner Kedei Shegi Hashem L'Psila, in an effort to get the oil to latch on to the wick better so that you can get a higher quality light, Yaskirenu Chaveru, the other one is going to be right there to tell him, no, don't do that. V'usha Koren B'in Yenechad, but that's only if the two of them that are reading are both reading on the same topic, so they're both focused on the same thing, and therefore you'll notice if the other guy is going to tilt the candle. Shaz Yashkiach Echad M'ashi Yasa Chaveru, because each one is paying attention to the other one. Av B'shein Yanim Lo, but if one person is learning Chumash and the other person is learning Gemara, and they're not at all focused on the same things, so they're not going to pay attention to what each other is doing, and then it's not going to work to have another person who just happens to be in the room. Says the Rama even further, a bigger chumra, v'yeshom de b'shnei svarim afilu bin yenechad aser, that if you have two people learning chumash, but they each have their own chumash to learn from, they're also not paying such careful attention to what the other one is doing, and therefore that's going to be aser as well. And therefore it leads to the following conclusion. V'lechein asur lomar piyutim b'lel yom tov shchalios b'shabes b'sakneses v'chein nagu. And therefore, you can't say piyutim on Yantiv that falls out on Shabbos, because it's going to be Shabbos, and the shul is lit by Or HaNer, and normally you're reading from a Siddur, but you pretty much know the tefillah by heart, so we're not concerned that you're going to look so carefully. It's just, you know, prompts you whenever you forget a little bit, so you use a Siddur. But piyutim, how well do people know the piyutim? So that they have to look at very carefully, and that's going to be a concern. But everyone's reading the same thing. Yeah, but if everyone has their own Siddur, so then it doesn't help that everybody's reading their own thing, that everyone's reading the same thing, says the Rama. So it says Mishbura Sivkaton Hey Shnayim Korin Aval Ein Polin. That even when you have two people, you cannot pull off the right Polin. We said yesterday was to pull off the kinim, whatever lice you have from your begadim. Im lo she'echad mifala v'asheni mishamrush zevadei mutter. Unless you have the heter where one guy is doing it and the other one is charged with reminding him. Meaning in our sif, the second guy was not asked to remind the first guy. It's just two people that happen to be doing the same thing, so they'll notice if the other person is doing something. We're going to have another sif where we say there's another heter where if you ask someone, keep an eye on me, well, that's a separate heter. That's going to work for everything. Magen Avraham is a chiddush that this idea that having another person reading the same topic as you is going to be good enough is only if it's a dvar mitzvah, that everyone is learning Torah. However, the Taz sounds like he disagrees and holds that regardless of whether you're doing a mitzvah or not, it's enough to have someone else that's learning the same topic as you. Sivkat and Zayin Asr, this is going on where the Rama said that if everyone has their own book, it's going to be Asr. Shekalach and Mayin B'sifro V'ne Mashkiach V'mashal Sechaveru, because everyone's just minding their own business, looking at their own book, and no one is paying attention to what the other guy is doing. V'lachain, and that's why the Rama said, you know, let him read the Piyutim on Lel Yom Tov V'Fozal on Shabbos V'afilu Dasam Akil Lel B'ner Shal Shabbos. Even those who were makil by wax candles in general with reading, because remember, by wax candles there's no reason to tilt it, because tilting it is not going to help anything. That in a shul you shouldn't even rely on a kula of wax candles, because sometimes they'll use wax candles, sometimes they'll use oil, so we just have to make it a low plug that you don't read piyutim in shul that's lit by candlelight on a Shabbos. Sometimes it will be using shemen. Umasha kasav lomar piyutim. That which he says to say piyutim, it's lav dafka piyutim. It's anything that's unfamiliar to people who had dinah zmiros shomer b'shabbos bebayis. The same would be true about saying zmiros on Shabbos in the house. Im lo misha ragel ksaspam, unless you have people that are very familiar with those zmiros. Kumosh kasav siftas, because we're going to see in siftas that if it's something that's very familiar to people, then we're not concerned you're going to tilt the candle, because you don't really need the light when it comes to something that's very familiar to you. Or if you tell the other person, please pay attention to me, pay attention to what I'm doing to make sure that I don't violate the Isser, we're going to see that that works as well. The Chiddush about Shul is that there's at least a minyan, so there's a whole bunch of people. That means it's a lot of people to notice if I, if I start tilting the candles. Someone, l'chora, you would think, is going to say, hey, you can't do that, but even there it's going to be asur. Even there it's going to be kolshken yachem vesel dasal aron there. So for sure, when I'm in my own private home, it's going to be asur. Aval shara tefila mutar likros b'sidr l'aron there. Now the other tefilos you're allowed to read from a siddur by candlelight. V'atam shetefila mitzuya b'fi akol vein tzaruch iyun rav v'kamal roshim parshios b'siv yud. And the reason is because, as we mentioned before, tefilos are very familiar to us, so we're not concerned you can have to look so carefully. You see a few basic words and you'll be able to fill in the rest of the words of the tefillah. Si'if gimel, im yesh acher imo afilu eno korei. If you have someone else with you, even if he's not reading, he's just standing there, v'omer lo, and you tell him, you charge him with the responsibility of tein daitcha alai shalo ata. Pay attention to make sure I don't tilt the candle, mutter. That's going to be a heter, then you're going to be allowed to read with the candlelight. V'uadin imomer kein le'ishto, and it works if you tell your wife as well. It doesn't have to be a man, it could be a woman, it could be your wife that's charged with reminding you. Now the Bir Halacha notes that the Lashon Afilu Eino Korei is a little bit strange. It sounds like, you know, especially, since it's Eino Korei, not even though the other guy is not reading. It's better if he's busy reading, he's less likely to notice what I'm doing. If he's doing nothing, he's more likely to notice what I'm doing. So the Bir Halacha just points out that because there's a sheet of the Bala Truma that holds the opposite, that holds that we're only making if the other person is reading, so that's why it says afilu. But within the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, it really shouldn't be afilu. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud. Va'omer lo, you tell the person, look out, make sure that I don't do anything wrong. Dafka ba'omer lo, it's only if you actually tell him that. Aval b'stama, but if you didn't tell him anything and you just start reading, afilu yesh b'nei ba'yis harbi, cheshinu shle yishkicho lo v'yavala'atos. There could be lots of people around. We're still concerned that you're going to come to tilt the candle, and that's what we said in last Sif. You could be in a shul with 100 people, and we're still concerned that you're going to come to tilt the candle because you didn't ask any of them to pay attention. That a person, and the chiddush of saying that you could even ask your wife to be the one to remind you, is that you shouldn't think that a wife is going to be hesitant to criticize you or to stop you. Don't think that. That's not true. Okay, so Sif Dalid. Adam Chashuv she'ein darko b'chol lahatos mutter b'chol gavne. If you have an Adam Chashuv who never tilts the candle, right? He would call his servant over to tilt it. Jeeves, come tilt the candle for me. Right? He would never do it himself. So then you don't have to worry that he's going to tilt the candle. He doesn't do it during the week. He's not going to do it on Shabbos. She'in darko sifkat nid beis. Pirusha baru she'in darko af beis halimud. That this is someone who would never tilt the candle even while he's learning and he's engrossed in a sugya. He still wouldn't do that. Avon mestamalo amrino kein. Di'esh gam ba'odom chashuv she'darko lahatos b'chol. Ukdisu b'gumar lini rabbi But you can't assume that every Adam Chashuv is like this, because sometimes we find even in the Gemara that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was an Adam Chashuv, but when it came to learning, he got so caught up in the learning that if he needed the candlelight, he would tilt the candle. V'kasva prima gadim, and the Prigadim writes, V'achshav ein lahatir ba'adam Chashuv. That nowadays we can't be matir with an Adam Chashuv, ki kama pam rinu shemtochi and shochim matim mochtim, because we know that an Adam Chashuv nowadays will go and tilt the candle, or he'll pull the wick or something like that. But if you have someone who is, by today's standards, an Adam Chashuv, And anyway, it's a wax candle where it was a machlokas, whether we have to be worried about wax candles to begin with. So you could combine those two kulas and allow the fellow to read. And now finally, sif hey. B'madura, if it's a large fire, afilu asar ke'echad ein korin, even 10 people altogether cannot read, mishum dahol v'yoshum rechokim zemizeh, because since they're sitting far from each other, it's such a big fire, it lights up the whole room. So you have a room like this, it's so well lit, you have one person sitting in that corner, one person sitting in that corner, that's not close enough to notice when someone is going to do something wrong. Mishum dahol v'yoshum rechokim zemizeh, v'och, esnavos hu'udim smuchim lehem, ein zem makir, k'shabach haver lahavir lechatos. That each one has like their own section of the light that's close to them. They're not going to notice when someone else is playing around with the light. Siv katan yud gimel in korin ratzalom rafilu binyan echad de laor haner shari. That even if you have two people reading the same topic, which normally would be mutter if they're using candlelight, but when they're using a light of a madura, of like a big bonfire, that's going to be aser. Vayin bolas tamid him bikesh lechad shitin daito alav shalo yichate de mutter ve. However, the kula that if you ask someone to be a shomer for you, that it works, that would still work even on a madura. So even if you have a giant fire, a giant light, but if you ask someone to keep an eye on you, that's still going to work. That's still going to be mutter. Lahavir v'lechatos kasav ataz nirali. The Taz writes that it appears that af al pi shemutter lischamim negra madura, that even though you're allowed to heat yourself, warm yourself by a madura, kedis so simin reishayin vav, mikol makom in leish. Don't sit too close to the things that you stoke the fire with, because we're afraid that you're going to do so and cause it to burn better. And others say, now that when you're warming yourself with a fire, you don't have to worry that it's going to come to that. So what we learned today is the following. First, we said that if two people are learning together, and according to the Ramah, if two people are learning together from the same sefer, they could read by candlelight because one of them is going to remind the other. However, there's a machlokas whether a friend to remind you works for Hadvar HaRashus as well or only for learning Torah, right? The Magen Avram said that it does not work for Hadvar HaRashus, whereas the Taz says that yes, it does. Then we learned that since the Ramah holds that people reading from different books is a problem, shuls shouldn't say piyutim on Shabbos, nor should people sing unfamiliar zemiros, and due to a low plug, that even applies to wax candles. Then we said asking someone to keep an eye on you always works, meaning if you just ask someone to remind you if you're about to tilt the candle, that always works. Then we learned that an Adam Chashuv, who usually doesn't tilt his candle, even when learning, can learn by candlelight, but nowadays we assume nobody's really an Adam Chashuv in that regard. And then finally we learned that the heter of multiple people reading doesn't work for a madura, but the heter of asking someone to remind you, that does work for a madura. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will continue with Si'ifim Vav through the end of the Siman through Yud Beis. Everyone have a wonderful evening.